Make off with us.
To kill.
So we write songs every week to remind you of how bleak things are going. We're all going. We're going to heaven on the Apocalypse. Gotta be heroes for Jesus. Killing for Christ is a blast.
Question out there for and you can reply to us on our Apocal Twitter. I think we're the Apocalcast on twitter.com. We've been told that it would be better for us if we had a one song as the theme song, mm-hmm. like an intro song that we would do every week. Versus, you know, the standard thing that we've been doing is writing a new song for the intro every week. But, you know, this person, you know...
You think that you'd appreciate that maybe more.
Right. But, you know, you bring up a point that you could, like, potentially you could write songs about current events and then play that during the show.
That's beneath
well,
us.
But, you know...
And we do it also.
At this point in the conversation, I just want to say, I don't usually use the word listener.
It's true. Jad usually doesn't say listener.
I usually try to say fuck swine.
Yeah. I was going to say Apocal Tears.
You're so kind. You're so kind to our true. Fucking listeners.
But Jad said fuck swine.
Apocal hotties. Apocal hotties.
Apocalians.
So, okay. Proceed.
Sarah, proceed.
We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you on what you guys think. Even if you are, you know, so don't be a coward. Don't be a coward.
Yeah, we know you're out there. We look at the fucking back end of the website. People listen to us.
Unless
and we
you're
can
a bunch
tell
of bots. Are you a bunch of Russian bots?
Not in Japan. It's weird. It doesn't make any sense.
Wait, I think they're all robots in Japan.
Oh, everyone's been replaced with... Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, the apocalypse.
And they're getting old. They need to be refurbished or Jesus, get a new one.
Robot. Oh, the old robots.
Oh, no. Why?
Oh, God. Stomping on everything.
Oh, this is crushing my balls with their metal feet.
Oh, my God. The rusting metal. Rusting, rotten feet trotting all over everything. Oh.
Hi. Corroded metal scrapes against my sack.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, the corrosion.
Oh, the corrosion slices my neck off.
Oh.
Damn you. Damn you, old Japanese robots.
All those robots are powered by floppy disks. That's all their processing power.
As most American robots are powered by floppy disks.
Yeah, they have giant hands.
Only the ones in the White House.
That felt good too. That was like a little palate cleanser after the intro song.
But the intro song was great.
I agree. Completely.
It's like a pickleback.
Hey Patrick,
it was just
Patrick.
So good that like people needed to hear a classic. That's not. I mean, that wasn't.
So Patrick,
like, Grieg, whoever that is like a good composer, right. But it's not as good as the Filthy Maudlins or any other bands that are associated with the podcast. Like, let's reveal Shakespeare.
Eternal Damnation.
Shakespeare. What? Wait, hang on. Let's talk about Shakespeare for a second. What a fucking hack.
Total hack.
Yes. It's like so stupid. Pulp.
What a pulpy, you know, I'll just rip off like Greek myths. And
totally. I was very emo when I was a teenager, so I was like, oh, Shakespeare, man, wow. Now I'm like, if my kids are into Shakespeare, I'm going to be like, look, dude, read some comics. Like, it's really boring, you know? Like, it's like, oh, why doth I have fucked my sister? Oh, fucketh my cousin, dying sister.
Wherefore art thou? Such a scumbag.
And he didn't even have to write music for it.
I know. No songs. Yeah.
And no product placement or anything.
He's like, you just throw on some tights. Like, you can't even perform in the nude. Like, Jesus, what a fucking hack.
Yeah, what a hack.
Fraud.
And very little religious stuff, too. And
ten syllables per line. I mean, he never says why he picked 10. It's just like he looked at his fucking hands and he's like, oh, duh, I got 10 fingers on 10 syllables per line.
His friend Iambic was like, oh, I name it after me. And then, like, his other friend was like, his friend Pentameter was like, no, name it after me, asshole. And he's like, oh, fine, I'll name it after both of you fucking pricks.
And then they all had a three-way.
Yeah, and then they all fucked each other's dicks.
And he gets all the attention. I mean, like, how much attention does the Apocalypse cast get? Like, none.
None.
Yeah.
Shakespeare was being blown 24-7. And he's like, oh, pull me. Pull. What's his first name? William Shakespeare. Oh,
Billy Bob Shakespeare.
Billy Bob Shakespeare. Pull me. Oh, how complainy the world is. You know? But I would argue that the Apocalypse is much
to
better.
To be or not to be a pussy.
Yeah. No, I mean, he chose to be a pussy. Shakespeare, what did he ever do? You know what I mean? Oh, I complain. Oh, poor me, I'm Shakespeare. I'm going to write everything in 10 syllables. I am, because it's the amount of digits I have on me fucking fingers. People will think I'm a genius or I'm a fucking hack. I don't even have to write music for my own shows like the co-host of the Apocalypse have to every fucking week.
Man, what a fucking emo kid.
Yeah, what a fucking
some millennial or something.
Yeah. Fuck Shakespeare.
He's just the original Morrissey.
And you know, he wrote all of his plays like literally like the day before the play. It's not like at the Apocalypse. We do painstaking, like, we've done like years of research just coming up to this show so that we would have a body of like
a
true
body of
facts
work.
To be able to, like, I mean, the stuff that we're holding back, you just couldn't handle it all.
And also, a dead body. I mean, we have a body of work, but we also have a dead body that we
But we don't hold that back, we're just holding it.
I know the Apocalypse has a single body, but I also have a few as well.
Right. I mean,
we don't own more.
That's because you pull your weight, Andrew. It's always a pleasure.
Can we fuck them?
If you'd like. I mean, once they're
conversation over.
What, you have a problem with corpse fucking?
No, I'm saying, like, we got all the bodies we need.
Oh, good, yeah. So we will proceed as normal.
But if you do happen upon any, like, dead bodies, virgin's blood, you know, the cum of a baby or something.
Yeah,
like,
some fucked up like that. especially send us your baby cum.
Yes, please.
go to our Patreon, patreon.org, and donate to Radio Free Brooklyn. It's really, like, that's the only way that we can bring this to you. I mean, and it's a wonderful community of like Satan worshippers.
There's a 25% chance. There's a 25% chance that I'll be killed by Tom Tenney if you don't go to our Patreon.
I mean, there's also a 15% chance that we'll be, he will, yeah, if but, you know.
But anyways, he'll just kill us for no reason. Yeah, right. There's also, yeah.
If he does kill you, though, we will keep your body, and we will use it for right purposes just
take
of
every
the
hole.
Past.
Yeah, it's fine. No worries.
When Tom Tenney comes around, it's like an Attack on Titan. He just, like, reaches down
so
and dangles you over
weird
his mouth.
Things up your ass.
Yeah, things in you. Oh, Tom. Yeah, always up to usual.
Yeah, he just walks right up to you with a dildo, and you're like, oh, fuck, I hope he doesn't try to do that again.
I told you that he's been listening.
I tried to tell that story with the hashtag me too, and a whole bunch of people ganged up on me for it. Nobody believes me.
They found it
even in this moment, nobody believed me.
Maybe they found it inappropriate that you were using the Me Too hashtag to talk about Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh wow, some liberals you guys are, huh?
Yeah,
fucking essentialist.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, the Apocalypse. My name is Pat, the Reverend of Billy Bob and Patrick. I am here with you Friday, 2 p.m., the end of an exciting week. Oh, my God, how exciting it's been. And I'm bringing you the fucking spirit of Jesus. How do you like that?
Oh, I fucking hate it, man.
I always love it.
Praise Jesus.
Let me turn it over.
I fucking hate.
Oh, I'm an investigative journalist. If you have a problem with that, you can look it up, assholes. Okay, go.
My name is Sarah Steele. I am your humble co-host here on
Humble Ho-Host.
Mike Humble Ho-Coast. Yeah, anyway. I am a bum, basically, just a big old bum.
Yep. But your bum, though, itself is pretty little, relatively.
My name is Jad Ali Slayman. I fear nothing. Yeah. I'm a co-host of the Apocalypse.
It's good that you fear nothing, because we need somebody.
What's coming?
We need someone to drive the bulldozer into, like, the ISIS suicide bomber. That's gonna try and kill Radio Free Brooklyn eventually. So,
oh man, yeah, no, I'm your point man.
Good,
I'll fucking do anything.
Yep,
I'll try anything.
I'd do anything for Radio Free Brooklyn, but it's more like I'd be willing to make moral compromises with it. Like, I don't know if I'd be willing to die, but I'd rather not. I'd be much more willing to, like, kill innocent people for Radio Free Brooklyn than I'd be willing to, like, sacrifice myself.
Oh yeah,
you feel me? You know,
I mean, that's just, like, good business. You got to keep the fight going.
Yeah, because
you got to make money. You got to kill innocent people to make money. You know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, you can only die once, but Lord knows how many moral compromises you can make. I mean, you can just keep doing that your whole life.
You can just keep doing it all.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It really is a gift. There's no other way to put it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, I know, like, our parents' generation were really into just, you know, like, laying it down and making the ultimate sacrifice, but I think millennials are just, like, a little smarter, and, you know, and we'll spread it out. We'll just keep
going. Why would I throw myself off the Williamsburg Bridge when I can just steal a bunch of babies and throw them off?
I mean, suicide bombing is a really, like, good way to, like, get old in your 30s, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just be like, how to feel young in your 30s, you know? It's like, oh, try jihad.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like, yeah, you'll feel real fucking young then.
Yeah, but what about, like, the next day when you're not there? Do you feel young? No. You can't feel young when you're dead.
Dead, mate.
Yeah, man.
No, 72 virgins, done.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that'll make you feel young.
Yeah, dude.
You're just like,
actually, that might make you feel very old.
They could be very old virgins.
Can you imagine, like, how not fun that would be?
It's
just, you're like, oh.
Everyone's just rubbing
you
the wrong way.
A lot of inexperienced children. Yay.
Sorry, what are we talking
just
about?
Just imagining it.
Yeah.
Just sit with them for a moment.
Yeah,
let that sit with you for a second, eh?
It's like a fine wine. You have to let it breathe.
Yeah.
Oxidize.
Yeah, young people don't know about any of this kind of shit.
You just detonated yourself in a fucking formation of fucking police, you know? And and you're like, where are the fucking virgins?
Oh no!
Shit! Fuck!
I love, when everyone's like, you know, when there's like a line of police and a line of protesters on the street, I love to just like dance in between and being like, I'm gonna get 72 virgins.
I think the 72 virgins are the first 72 people you meet in your life. They don't come when you get to heaven. You've already met them.
That sounds like a shit deal.
That's a shit deal. That's the same deal then if you just fucking blow yourself up anyways.
Yeah.
No, I'll take my chances.
Yeah, I'll take my chances.
Yeah, I grew up in Rockland County, okay? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like those first 72 people, not good. a bunch of Roman Catholic racists, you know? Like, I don't want to fuck those people at all. A lot of cops. cops, you know?
Not even like out of hate, just yeah, out of hate the fuck sheer... a cop.
Yeah.
I feel like I would hate fuck a
you
cop.
Go, you go to paradise just to get, you go to paradise and like hate fuck all your enemies just like Muhammad said you would. Negotiated that personally with God and then he came down and Moses said like, "No, you got to get a better deal." So he went back and he was like, "No. No, they gotta be all the people that fucked you over. You get to fucking rape every single one.
Every last one of them. I want vengeance on every one of the fuckers. No, God, it's not enough. Like, it's not enough that you're letting me to paradise."
See? Like, See, look at me now. Yeah. Who's the bitch now?
Yeah. You mocked the Apostle Cast before.
Yeah.
Now what do you say now, bitch?
That is very dark. That is very, very dark.
That's heaven, man. That's what paradise is all about.
Well, let's see the list.
Oh yeah, we've made a list.
We have a list.
We checked it twice.
We didn't even check it once.
Okay. Listen, I want to get serious.
Yeah. Well,
Patrick,
you've come to the right place.
So, all right, Patrick. Just a question. How do we feel here at the Apocalypse Cast about traitors?
Fuck them.
Yeah,
we don't like them.
Exactly.
Fuck them straight to death with squid.
So, if someone told you that they would be on the Apocalypse Cast, and then they don't show up, is that betraying the Apocalypse Cast?
It's a little bit like betraying the Apocalypse Cast. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, a two Brutus.
All right.
It's not like selling us in chains to our enemies. So it's not completely betraying the Apocalypse Cast.
Right.
But it's pretty bad.
It's not a mutiny.
Like, you'd be on the outskirts of the ninth layer, circle of hell, but you would still be, like, solidly in nine. You're not in eight.
It's desertion.
Right. Well, how do we at the Apocalypse Cast meet out punishment for desertion?
We're helpless against it. We can't do anything.
Damn,
it's
dude.
It's rampant and we're unable to... I mean, we'd like
well,
to...
Well, I mean, we can stand witness. We can stand witness to the betrayal and name the traitor.
I mean, normally it would be drinking your own urine.
Mm-hmm.
Is a punishment for desertion, but we can't really enforce it, you know.
You don't have enough.
It's cups. Like an honor system.
Well, also my lawyer told me, like, listen, I've heard that you've been fucking waving your gun around like an asshole, to quote the Big Lebowski, and you know, forcing people to drink their own urine.
Yeah, man.
Is that some
There's
kind of
wrong
like
with
a?
It,
is it?
Though.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I've been advised not to do it. So.
What, is the fucking PC police out there, like, it's ruining this fucking country. Are you kidding me?
You
can't even
make
somebody...
The piss control.
Yeah. The PC, yeah.
Those are the ones that are...
The piss correct.
The piss center.
Oh my God.
There's actually a whole bureaucracy that surrounds it. They distribute rations.
Uh-huh.
Of it, just in case you're not peeing enough.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, be a good boy now and pee."
Did you use the restroom before you went in the car?
Like anytime you're about to leave for somewhere.
Real talk, like, though.
Here's your pee. Just pour
just
it.
Just give
the
it
toilet.
A try. Just give it a try.
New York desperately needs public bathroom facilities.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. Anybody that runs for mayor and like insists on that as their platform is gonna win.
Oh my God!
I think a friend of ours once suggested that there should be public bathrooms all over the city.
He's not a friend of ours.
There's not enough pissers.
Public bathrooms all over the city, and white collar criminals should be the bathroom attendants. What a great punishment.
Wouldn't
it
be great
if
this,
punishment.
This
yeah.
person is persona non grata at Radio Free Brooklyn, FYI.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he threatened, well, whatever.
I have no idea who we're talking about, but that's
fine.
Don't
worry about it. It's fine.
We won't utter his name on the airwaves.
No.
Too good for that. We're classy here at the Apocalypse Cast.
Well, it's scorched earth. It's scorched earth. Once you cross Radio Free Brooklyn, that's it.
Like, then
you're expunged from the history books. It's like you never even existed.
One dumb motherfucker.
Like Trotsky.
Yeah. I like Trotsky, though. He's my favorite of all those fuckswine.
The birthplace of Trotsky today is unknown. You know why? Because he betrayed the Soviet Union.
Well, Stalin was kind of...
No, he didn't. What are you kidding
me? Yeah, Stalin was kind of...
To Mexico?
Playing fast and loose. Yeah. Yeah. They paid for it.
Yeah, dude. Trotsky...
To the Mexicans? No. It doesn't make any sense.
No, man. Trotsky sold his country out to Mexico. There were so many Mexican Twitter bots in that Russian Revolution. That's like the untold story. Is that Mexico was actually manipulating Russia's very divided population behind the scenes.
It's true.
Whoa.
And that's how you got people like Leon Trotsky.
just like, well, I must taste Mexican.
I mean, there was
food.
The whole thing about him and Frida Kahlo, right?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, he cut the pork with Frida Kahlo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? They were like...
They were neighbors.
Yeah.
Everybody, help. Oh, Frida! Oh, yes!
Oh, Frida. Frida.
Oh, Frida, yeah.
I love your proletariat.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Yes, liberate.
Check out my dictatorship of the proletariat. Oh, wait, now he's German. I don't know, whatever.
Capitalism is fetishization.
Oh,
well,
boy.
So,
Jesus
so,
Louise. All right, let's move on. This is really...
I'm getting a little sweaty in here.
It's a little tense. Yeah,
yeah. Let me prove
ooh,
it.
Dark.
Does anyone have a washcloth?
All right, nope. I apologize, but well, right, go on.
A news flash, an apocalypse news flash. This week, the American public was rocked by the release of Michael Wolff's new expose on the expose on the Trump White House entitled Fire and Fury. The book shook the White House, which has White House officials accusing each other of heinous crimes, and has the American public wondering whether their leader is fit to lead at all. Patrick, you had some inside access to the White House. What exactly what was said between President and John Kelly when the book was released?
So John Kelly walked into the room with the president and he was like, sir, there's a book that's out that says that everyone that knows you thinks you're fucking stupid.
Damn it,
we all
John
talk
Kelly.
About you behind your back. And that you know ultimately that you're stupid. Sorry.
Well, this is most unpleasant news.
And then Trump was like, no! No! No!
No.
I'm like ridiculously
no, no,
smart,
no,
man.
No, no, no! No! No, no! No! No, 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 no! Stop this book from being published!
Daddy, Daddy, what's wrong? What's wrong, Daddy?
Hey, Ivanka, listen. Your husband's going to jail. But that's not that big a deal, because we're winning.
But, I mean, I thought you could just take care of that. Can't you just make it go away?
Actually, no, it turns out that I can't pardon for state crimes or crimes that I'm directly involved with.
But, Daddy, you've always been able to make things go away. I mean, like, after prom night, we were able to... And after, you know, I got caught cheating on that test, and after... You know, my business was going... Like,
yeah, but
you
listen...
Can, it's just, this is not how we do
the
things.
The Department of... Listen.
I thought
hey,
you said
honey,
that Trumps
listen,
were
listen,
winners.
Well, Trumps are winners, but the Department of Piranhas is a lot stricter than the other. Like, your school, sure, getting you good grades
Daddy,
in your school.
Daddy, we cannot...
Is, listen, baby. Be a good girl and prepare yourself for the piranha. You know, it's probably... You should probably eat beef. Into because they're used to Brazilian beef because they're used to eating like cows that wander through fucking rivers in Brazil, so they'll eat you more quickly and you won't suffer when the piranha department comes to pick you up to pay for my crimes.
I don't know.
How do you feel about that? And also, your
I
father,
don't think so.
Your children will grow up without a father.
I don't think so, Daddy. And here's why: because I am not a loser. Okay, I am not a loser. Maybe you.
You're a Trump. Okay. Start acting like one. And if there's one thing we know about Trumps, it's we can be eaten by piranhas and shat out like with the best of them. You know, when our ancestors came here to this country from Germany, they said, oh, that's a man that will never... all the Irish, the fucking dirty Irish, the fucking mix, they would look at our ancestors and they'd go, oh, look over there. Look at Prendergast. Look at Trump over there.
Drumpf.
Look at Drumpf over there. That man will never be eaten by piranhas. Never in a million years will that man be juicy enough to be eaten by the piranha. And he showed them.
Yeah, that he had to prove him wrong.
Yep.
I mean, the Trumps have a long history of proving Irish people wrong.
So Ivanka?
Yes, Daddy?
You gotta prepare yourself for the piranha like a good Trump.
I don't know. Can't we just kill everybody?
Yeah, well,
Of course. What do you think? I want to. Listen. Of course, I would kill a billion people so that I don't have to like admit that I'm wrong. But I
so
can't
why
even,
don't you?
But I can't. It won't even fucking solve the problem. The only thing that'll solve the problem is if you and Jared Kushner submit yourself to the Piranha Pit, and subsequently your children are raised in a parentless environment, just skating the fucking cosmic dust.
But the failing New York Times is just bullshit. Who cares what they
think? I know, it's all bullshit. But it's the piranhas are very real.
People aren't going to believe this stuff. You know, they're so easy. They're so easy.
Maybe you can try and explain it to the piranhas when the time comes, but they don't read the New York Times.
Dad, I didn't say anything bad about you. No. Don't you love me now?
Junior, Please. Listen, I didn't really love you to begin with. I wouldn't have sent you to be my fucking point man for something illegal if I loved you.
But I thought you did. I love you, Dad. Please, little boy. No, I know what Foggy's your favorite.
Listen,
please.
I always thought that it would be your brother Eric that died because of my mistakes. But to tell you the truth, I'm glad that it's you.
Oh, I just
Eric is slightly taller than you know, and he's blonde. And those are both characteristics that matter to me. You're sort of like the little oily short one.
I don't know what to. I've tried so hard.
Just prepare for the piranhas.
Well, if you do wind up getting convicted, which I still don't believe because Trumps aren't losers, but take care of Jared. I've got a hair appointment and then I'm going to Italy for a facial, but just keep me updated, all right? I'll be on my cell.
So, okay, Mr. President, Steve Bannon calling.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you might have heard, there's a story going around. There's a story going around that says... according to, you know, somebody who was, like, in the room and listening to my conversations and stuff. That I hate you. That I hate the alt-right. That I think you're an idiot. I think the alt-right are all fucking idiots. That I never really considered you very intelligent. That I was using you the entire time to, like, build my brand. That I don't give a shit about national security or anything you actually appointed me to do. I don't know. It's not true, but I'm not going to say anything.
Wait, who are you?
Bannon.
Your former chief
strategist. Who is your yoga teacher anyway? Because I heard you could suck your own cock.
The reason why I could suck my own cock isn't because I do yoga. It's because I had two ribs removed like Marilyn Manson.
You know, that's
really?
An urban myth, right?
You could never tell.
I mean, that's how you know I'm a real like mega fan is because you have the ribs removed and you suck your own cock. Yeah.
I didn't need to have my ribs removed to suck my own cock, son.
Yeah, listen.
So it's time for you to prepare for the squid.
Oh my God!
In America, they kill women with piranha, and they kill men with squid.
We can play industrial music while it happens, though.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Only fair, right?
That's fair. Justice is fair.
Right, that's the whole point.
All right, kids.
I mean, I prefer
time for the squid.
That's what sets us apart from the savages.
All right, guys.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Now the Mercers have abandoned me. I never thought this would be my fate.
Wait, prepare him by the squid pit.
Oh God!
Really? I don't even need to go to a fortune teller.
Son,
no, that's like
somebody
written all
listen,
over.
Listen,
pay attention.
The Senate Investigative Committee wants to talk to Steve Bannon, and if they do that, that's gonna fuck me over. So the only way I can get out of being impeached is if I throw both of my children to the piranha and the squid.
But I was like,
do you think Bannon is getting off on this? Because like, how many Chinese prostitutes do you think he's hired to tie him up and beat the shit out of him?
I think
it's got to be like at least 50, right?
Chinese sex workers.
Sex workers.
Wow. I think I saw something like this in the movie Snatch, getting fed to wild animals to hide the evidence.
Is that like
Hannibal to...
You ready?
Never.
All right, kids. No. Throw them to the piranha.
My last words.
Oh.
My last words.
Oh.
My last words are I love Nazis.
That's so rude. Oh, my God. Oh, gross.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh,
skin's sloughing off.
Could you not?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Can I talk to your manager?
I can't believe I have to fucking go into a squid's stomach with you.
Really?
Blanca, she's dumb as a brick.
Well, that's not very feminist. I consider myself an avid fem. Ow! Jesus!
Feminism is cancer.
Oh, God.
My hair. Ow.
Oh, why does this stuff always happen to me? Steve Bannon!
Do you have any idea
Wait,
how much I
thought
I
you were
done, Junior. Oh, God. No. Daddy, make it stop. Daddy,
Hey, oh, kids, Jesus. This is in the best interest of the family, kids.
Jesus, the pain.
Now just take it like a man, Donnie boy.
Oh, God.
Dad, no.
I never. No, Dad. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, oh hallelujah. Oh, in the final. Squid. Oh, the squid. Oh, in the final moments, I do see the light. I do repent in Jesus. I do believe the Apocalypse is the only source of truth in the world. Oh, oh me. Oh, oh, that I should go so painfully only to see the truth at the bitter end. Oh, oh me, Steve Bannon. Oh me, fat, lazy, diseased, terrified, diseased old me.
And that was the day that Steve Bannon learned it doesn't matter if you're Chinese, Mexican, Arab, or good old American. Everybody dies.
And sometimes by a squid.
Sometimes you get fucked to death by giant squid.
Yeah. Squid really do make a horrible fucking sound. Some,
yeah, man, that's how life works. Sometimes you're hobnobbing around on a yacht with the Mercers and Milo Yiannopoulos, and then, you know, sometimes you're getting fucked to death by a giant squid.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of animal
that's
sounds
the price you pay
fucking,
for being Steve Bannon.
I found out that they made the sounds for the dragons in Game of Thrones. And I know we're not allowed to talk about the show, nope. But just the just, sound editing.
Jesus
sound,
fucking Christ.
Just the sound editing. Just the sound
there's
editing.
There's a TV show that uses...
That fucking turtles. They use that... I mean that literally. Like, not fucking it. Turtles, but turtles, which are fucking... Like, who
to
are
do,
fucking...
For dragon sounds.
For yeah, I guess, like, they wanted it to be, like, kind of like a... Yeah,
I
yeah,
had
yeah,
a lot of, I haven't heard a lot of turtles fucking, but the only one I have heard went, ah!
Yeah, oh, it's god-awful. It's horrible.
Turtle fucking sounds. Is, actually, you know what?
Can we pull up some turtle fucking sounds? this is, like, high-quality educational programming, all
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Like, we
that's
should
what
really
the
apply
cast
for,
is.
Like,
this is what
grants.
Should be taught in fifth grade.
Yeah.
This is why we started doing the ApocalyCast in the first place, to get down to the real shit.
Like, there's fellowships that we should apply for.
Oh, like the turtle fuckington?
Yeah.
It's okay. A very prestigious.
We talk about we talk about a lot of very enriching subjects, and now we're talking about biology.
Yeah.
You can skip the foreplay.
No, we'll just do a play-by-play. The one turtle is slowly approaching the other turtle.
It looks like they're walking. Oh, she's walking away.
She's trying to walk away. I'm not exactly sure this is conceptual. Oh, here we go.
Do turtles go fast or slow?
Fast.
Kind of slow.
Slow, yeah.
His mouth is wide. Is that his mouth wide open?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
This is a very intimidating sound.
The fuck?
It's like a baby head, like, snoring. Which is concerning and frightening.
What a stupid sound they
it's
make.
It's unsettling.
Wait, I can't hear it.
Guys, I feel like we should give them some privacy.
No. Whatever is produced from this needs to be sent to the Patreon. Yeah.
I think this could also be the sound of
turtle
like,
cum.
Turtle cum.
Are these turtles coming or is this like Stephen Miller coming?
No, this is.
Oh my god! Oh, no, yeah. Don't make me picture that. Don't. Oh, why did you do that, Chad? Yeah. God damn it!
Oh, because I want everyone to suffer.
Just
this
because
is
you
really
fear
fucking horrible.
Nothing.
I think this is the sound Eric makes when he gets.
Oh, for sure. Wow. Well, that was nice.
Again, sweaty. I need a moment.
I feel like a little more bass, and it's Mitch McConnell.
5 minutes.
Oh.
Oh.
Want to see the news and
comment? You know what it is? It's the Kushner sound.
Click the Discord link in the description.
Wait. Rest is so.
Click on the comment award submission.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? All right,
musical
let's get,
stylings
let's keep the show on the
of
road.
Advertising hell. God, I hate advertising so much.
No, I like it. I love advertising. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
but it's like
it's propaganda. It's exciting.
But
beautiful.
It's so sneaky. It's not like, oh, hello, would you maybe want to? No, it's like hit. You're getting like hacked. Your brain is getting hacked.
Yeah, man. Your brain's being hijacked. That Facebook guy said.
I make money in advertising though, so I guess it's probably also just kind
I
of
wish
like,
I'm like the person that doesn't
guilt,
make money in advertising but
complex.
Wants to. No, I wish I did. It's so cool advertising.
It is really cool actually. Yeah.
It's all the fucking idiot sheep.
That's you where know? All the money's at, let me tell you.
I'd be so good at it. You know, I'd just be like I'd be like Greyhound. It's better than fucking eating out Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know, who wouldn't like that? Bus? Yeah, the bus. You know? Like, really? Oh, cool.
It's double decker. Yeah.
Like,
I mean, is that the audience of people that's looking for bus tickets?
There's definitely
everyone. Yeah. Everybody agrees with that.
Yeah.
It's definitely got a little more cushion.
Yeah.
Not everyone agrees, but everybody wants to agree. Everyone wants to think that their life is just that good, or could be.
If they rode
on a Greyhound.
Oh, poor me. I have to eat out Jennifer Lawrence all day.
And that could be the ad, is like Jennifer Lawrence is on the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Limited time only, Jennifer Lawrence will be on all of our buses.
No, available. That's not the... No. The advertising is just a picture of her there. She's not going to be there. They're not even going to pretend.
Oh,
that.
Right. This is Patrick we're dealing with.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. So all about
you're not going to space jam it?
Oh, by the way, you want a secret to how to write? It's just picture the voice of the trailer guy in your head. Be like, and then I was walking down the street. And the street was very nice.
This summer.
This
Jennifer Lawrence is going to be in.
Jennifer Lawrence nude.
Coming soon.
The bus station near you.
Just be like, PBS. It's better than fucking injecting smack and coke. And injecting smack and coke is fucking great. Donate to PBS.
So from viewers like you. Are you going to do this?
Viewers like
you. What about for a really cheap sake?
At least it's not that shitty other kind of anise licorice liquor.
Yeah, the hipsters will be confused. That would be my... Like, they'll think you're rich even though you're poor. That's how I would sell this sake.
By having cheap sake?
Yeah, because it tastes delicious. And it looks just like... And if you were to light this shit on fire somehow to just prove how cool you are, to prove your steez... It would just be like, you'd be king.
I don't know if the alcohol content is high enough.
I'm sure if that were pitched to me, I would totally buy it.
But can you imagine hot sake?
I can.
What a concept that no one's ever come up with before.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah,
dude, you should get a patent.
I think I will. Pat. My name is Pat. So you know, I've gotten other kinds of ents.
You just need the ents.
Never one for myself. So that is a good point, you know?
Yeah.
My brother's name is Will, and I got him an ent once. So I was like, Will, here's a will ent.
What did he
say? Someday will you get a patent? I was like, I don't know, maybe. You know?
Yeah. That sounds like a touching moment.
It
between
was.
Yeah. Brothers.
We were touching each other.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like men do.
Not sexually. No, please. But we were just physically touching. Yeah.
Intimately, just not sexually.
Being intimate.
That's right. You know, we're really like losing that.
We're also losing kind of like the thread of the podcast. So we have a list, Jed.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get back to that list. Spanking on that list.
All right. So, in the news today, the president asked why people come to America from shithole countries.
Yeah.
Why do all these people want to come to us, to our country from such shithole countries? Referring to Haiti and Africa. Well, I guess,
Africa's not a country.
Well, to be fair, my mother came from a shithole country.
What country was that?
France.
Oh, God.
Smells fucking god-awful.
Yeah.
Very unclean people.
Right.
Very unclean. My brother used to get ill because he had a headache disorder that was aggravated by the smell of the French.
Really?
Yep.
Yep. Like the French, like countryside, or the French people?
The people. And I once got diarrhea when I was supposed to go meet Jacques Cousteau.
Wow.
But my mom got his autograph, which was cool.
Yeah. You know what? If the French weren't so dirty, maybe your childhood would have been better. Maybe you'd be a great oceanographer.
Good, but no, I wouldn't want to be an oceanographer. It's all boring down there.
What about an ocean pornographer?
I would like to be an ocean pornographer, yes.
Okay.
It's a salty jam.
Yeah, it is salty. Just the fucking squid fucking.
God, what a fucking terrible country that is.
Yeah. So let's keep going down the line of countries that suck. So yeah, I am from a shithole country.
Okay, shithole country. What about...
And then the other side's Irish. That's not better.
Let's see, the Netherlands. Or is it Holland?
That's totally a shithole country. They're like lighting politicians on fire
over there. Oh, God, yeah. And no-go zones?
No-go zones, like cars.
You can't even shit there in those zones, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Like, don't go.
You gotta
here.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah, you gotta go somewhere else. You're not allowed to take a dump here.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Sharia.
You can be from Iceland.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's like and like no loitering.
Yeah, well, in Iceland,
no loitering in the no-go zone.
Iceland. Iceland executes 1,000 people a year for loitering.
Oh my god, fucking barbarians.
I know, it's very fucking, yeah, barbarians.
And they're like, oh god, I wish we were free like the Americans.
Instead, they're just freezing and fucking each other.
Yeah. Oh my god, Iceland is fucking full of ice.
And ISIS. ISIS in Iceland.
Yeah, that's true. That's what's going to be the big reveal.
Yeah.
What nobody knows about ISIS.
It's like at the end of
Fire Wheel. They're all funded by Icelandic.
At the end, they're going to be like, ha ha.
Yeah. I mean, I heard a friend of mine actually like got to the end of the.
Icelandis.
A friend of mine got to the end of Fire and Fury, and he just like starts talking about Iceland being like full of terrorists and everything like that. And he's like, aha, fucker, I bet you didn't get to the end of the book. He says, yeah, that's what he said about Iceland. Anyway.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, so yeah, shithole countries. Norway.
Norway. I kind of like Norway.
Well, they had the Viking thing, but they haven't really come up with anything new since then.
That's true.
There was the guy who killed all those kids. Was that
that's
Norway?
True. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
That, well,
yeah. Right. So cool.
He did sue for video games. He wanted to PlayStation. Dude,
listen, I don't really like kids, and I love video games, so I don't blame him. You know.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
What other shithole countries? Turkey.
Oh, terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Who names- we had a thing about the, well, we can get back to that later. We're on the shithole run now.
No, please.
No, well, we should follow
up.
Well,
let's talk about a few more shithole countries. Right.
Oh God. So, I mean, there are so many.
Oh, Portugal.
Portugal. Oh, awful.
God. Awful.
Despicable. Yeah, I know.
Terrible, terrible.
Drugs are illegal there. It's just a fucking bonanza.
Yeah. Argentina fucking sucks also. Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible country. Yeah, yeah. Never, ever, ever go to Argentina.
Yeah. Or Japan.
It's just, awful.
Japan. Those robots will get you.
Yep, the robots will just fucking chop you to bits with their giant hands. Yeah,
true. What about Germany?
Anarchy. Oh, terrible. Ugh, disgusting. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Walking around and they're like, our gears are the best gears.
Yeah, our gears are so nice. We have to control your data.
Our screws are the best screws.
Oh, what? You don't respect our screws?
We only use flathead screws here in Germany.
Yeah. Everything is engineered at the Max Planck Institute. It is perfection.
We have to control your data. Yeah, awful. Name another country.
Oh my god, Canada.
Not bad.
Mostly, though.
Yeah, mostly good. Yeah, I'm not gonna...
But what about the French Canadians?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, I didn't know what you meant.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are the kind of Canadians that are just pouring into the United States illegally.
Right.
Just being like, hey, I'm Harry.
They're not sending their good people.
No. And when I say like, it's like when I say illegal immigrants, I'm talking about French Canadians.
Well, to be fair, there is no accent in the entire English speaking world that's as unsettlingly like nails on a chalkboard as like the French Canadian accent is in French.
South African,
South African
variants are pretty bad. Too,
it's grating, but it's cool.
It's It's not as bad.
Diane Word sounds cool with their fucking weirdo accent, right?
Yeah.
Okay. French Canadians do not sound cool with their weirdo accent. It's horrifying.
Is there a French Canadian Diane Word?
No, and there never will be.
I think
because of the way they sound.
I think they should try. Yeah.
That's my point. It's so there's no in all
just like apologize.
Nope, there's nothing.
Eh?
Like, hey, just three Canadian. There's nothing. There's
we
no.
should be our own country.
Hey man,
who else?
The very unsettling thing about Canadians is so many of them sound like perfectly American right until you get to an oot, and then
but they could be from Baltimore.
Wait, do Baltimore say like a boot?
No, but they have a fucking horrible way of saying.
Yeah, but they have a Baltimore accent. You know,
it's really horrifying.
That's because they have so many immigrants there from shithole countries.
Yeah,
right.
Just bringing their O's with them.
Yeah, dude, shithole countries like Italy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Italians are the worst.
Yeah, with fucking like
Italians,
your pasta.
Yeah. Take our pasta.
What, you got a problem with scooters?
Oh, our tomatoes.
Pomodoro.
Oh, this cutie.
Oh, the tomatoes.
Chow.
Oh, precious.
Chow down on my dick, bitch.
Yeah. Fuck you. Trying to shove tomatoes and pasta in my face all day. Fuck you.
Italy would be nothing without America. Tomatoes made Italy.
John Travolta.
Dude, that is the truth bomb right there.
What's with all these shitheads trying to pour into the country?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Italian all food these, without tomatoes, from, fucking Thai food without peppers. Like, we,
yeah,
all of American agriculture, yeah, like, we did exports. This. The potato, we the Irish this. Without potatoes.
Yeah.
What? America.
Well, to be yeah. fair, I think the Irish don't want potatoes anymore.
Not anymore, but they're really sick of them. At one point.
I was like, we're fucking we're sick of them.
Yeah.
Like, please, no more potatoes.
Babas fritas?
We'll take onions for fuck's sake. Yeah. Please, no more potatoes.
I don't know. I feel like potatoes are just too delicious.
That's the constitution in like Ireland. It's like, oh, no, please.
Yeah, that's why they want to have a constitutional convention, is to legalize abortion and get rid of the potato issue once and for all.
Is abortion still not legal?
Solve the potato question.
We should just export Lucky Charms to Ireland. That should be the next thing. And block other imports of food.
No, you know what we should do is... We should just go to Ireland and just throw all the fucking Lucky Charms at people. Be like, fuck you, you fucking mix. Just, you know, like, take the Lucky Charms.
Just, you know, just sit on the shoreline and
would
throw
that be
it.
A hate crime? I think that yes, might be probably, a hate crime.
It probably would. You fucking red-haired goons, fuck you.
We on the Apocalypse do not advocate for committing hate crimes.
Yeah, yeah. But like, what's your ethnicity? Irish!
Read a fucking book, you know, it's called Satire. Or, the, you know, it's very, it's nuanced, it's layered.
Yeah,
the Irish temper thing is real. Because the Irish temper is like when somebody's like clenches their fists. So like,
I can't hear you clench fist.
No, I know, but that's true. When somebody's like so tense that like they just clench a fist and like there's nothing that, it's not like to punch anybody, but it's just like.
Like they imagine that there's a stress ball in their hand or something. Like,
or like when you're in New York and you can't find a bathroom and you squeeze your bladder as hard as you can.
Oh man, you ever undo the top button?
I all the time.
Yeah. Oh,
it's actually right now. I need to leave.
Yeah.
Oh.
Giving that turd hell.
Oh, lads.
Well, apparently it's now not cool to piss on people. So what? Make sure
please.
You don't.
I've been pissed on a bunch. I was vomited on recently.
You just have to ask for consent.
But well, I was never asked for consent when I was pissed on. Yeah, that takes all the fun out of it. Yeah. Just crossing streams, you know?
Oh, it was simultaneous pissing?
It's like lightsabers instead of sword fighting.
Well, we can't do too many notes of that or else this whole Apocalypse shall have been in vain.
What do you mean, too many notes?
And wait. Because I was going to hum the Star Wars theme, but I was like, well, better not do that. Or else, or else George Lucas will come and fucking put things inside us.
And he has squids. Yeah. You know he has squids.
Oh, he's got everything.
He's a billionaire. They all
oh, my
squids.
God. He'll, like, CGI like up some, llama. Like, way over elaborate, like, sea of, like, different types of squids. Like, oh, some of them have six arms. Some of them have eight eyes. Like, some of them are green.
It's all in 3D.
Right. It's just, with the pop-out tentacles, like, hoo-hoo!
Awful, yeah.
And he's like, welcome to my digital playground.
Actually, digital playground is a different
cool
company.
Is it cool if I just, like, jerk off over here in the corner?
Yeah. He's got a whole dungeon that he built out, and he's been just, like, lying in wait to, like, trap the Apocalypse and bring them back. And bring them back to his dungeon.
Is that who's been standing outside my window? Fucking George Lucas?
Dude, George Lucas is so weird.
Man. You don't notice
like,
him.
Sarah, come down. Come down and play your rock music for me.
Dude, I thought that was a pigeon. God, that explains
Sarah,
a lot.
Sarah, I'm George Lucas, please. I need your rock music to save the Star Wars trilogy.
I mean,
nothing else inspires me.
I ain't got no midichlorians, man. Like, can't you use the Force, bro?
That really did fuck my life. I knew that I'd have, like, a sad and empty, meaningless life when the first Star Wars prequel came out.
Oh, God, yeah.
And everything else was just like, you know, like, I probably should kill myself. But I didn't. And that was a mistake. I should have killed myself when Blockbuster Video closed.
If you do kill yourself, please, again, just donate to us. We need you here.
Please kill yourself for us.
I should have killed myself when...
Yeah, no, don't do that.
We have a lot of formaldehyde and we need to put it to use.
Yeah. I should have killed myself
when... That's the thing about having a lot of formaldehyde is there's only so much you can drink, you know? Sorry. Go on, Jed.
I should have killed myself when the Mars bar bit the dust.
Is it gone?
The Mars bar is gone.
I'll guarantee you in Europe it's still a thing. They love it. They're like, oh, it's the Mars.
Nice.
It's like, it's just the name of a planet, but it's also chocolate.
It brings me closer to David Bowie.
Somewhere.
What?
This is so exotic.
Yeah. Europe sucks so fucking much.
Oh, it's like the second anniversary of David Bowie's death.
It's like a whole Europe is a whole continent of shithole countries and they're all just this advancing horde trying to cross American borders, these open borders that we have.
Everybody's all trying to flee into the predominantly white countries, the countries that don't have immigration, like Belarus.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Donetsk Republic.
Yeah.
And it's great. Everybody fucking wants to go to Hungary because of how homogeneous it is. And everybody wants to go to Poland because of how white it is, you know? Nobody wants to go to the countries that are, like, 20% not white.
I mean, like
England or France or... You know, Germany, like everybody's desperate to fucking get into Hungary.
Yeah, man.
From the West.
It's like, you know, in World War One, when like every taxi in Paris just like loaded themselves up and went to the front. It's like that.
I'm surprised that you know that, John.
Yeah. It's like everyone's just getting into taxi cabs and being like, fuck it. Take me across Europe right now. Right now.
I mean, Jed. Yeah.
But first, let's pick up my cat.
Yes. I will take my cat with me.
That's sort of a sad story, though, because like a lot of those people probably were like blown to fucking pieces.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, millions of people have been blown to fucking pieces.
Yeah, but it was very... I mean, that was like an especially pointless one. Like...
I mean, we were fighting the goddamn Nazis. That's not pointless.
In World War One?
Oh, no, World War One. Yeah.
No, we were just like, ha-ha! They were like...
Right. Oh, you killed the Duke!
Oh, the Duke! Good sporting, indeed!
Oh, I kind of said that I would do that thing because... Oh, shit. And then she said that she would do that thing. Oh, fucking God. Right, guys, I guess we gotta go to war. God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
We can't get out of it? No. Oh, it's just like your mother-in-law.
They just had a surplus of headstones. They just needed to get rid of them.
Yeah, it was economy, a racket. You know?
I think we take from that philosophy in our formaldehyde.
It was just a marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's more of just a stiff drink. You know, like if you really want to like feel like a real fucking gentleman, like gentlemen drink whiskey. You know, but like.
Gentlemen. This whole time, I thought you were talking about a tall, cold glass of cum.
But gentlemen with like a thick fucking cock drink formaldehyde. You catch my drift? You know?
Yeah, I get it, man.
Yeah.
I hear you.
So you can never have a fucking excess of formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde in the on the rocks?
Yep, listen, kids. If you want to succeed in school, drink pickle brine. It's all you have to do, right?
It's true.
But you can't eat other food.
No.
You just
just get really fucked up in the morning before you go to school.
Yeah.
Right? And then when you're at school, have one jar of pickle brine and one jar of water. Because you have to have water. And then...
And urine.
Right. And drink equal amounts of pickle brine as you drink of whiskey. Right? You'll be set. You're good. Nothing will happen to you.
Like the calculus test? It doesn't matter. You didn't study. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. You don't even... It also... adds powers. You don't even need to study if you do that.
Yeah. Pickle brine adds to your IQ.
It's true. Yeah, it increases your IQ and it helps you do better on tests. So just drink whiskey and equal amounts of pickle brine. But this is very important, kids. If you fuck the balance up, you're screwed.
The Germans didn't remember that you have to drink the pickle brine to actually
and look what happened.
Take on the powers. And they just
they lost their minds.
They lost.
And then really they ultimately think, lost two world wars.
Yeah. All because they're like, what? Was some type of hipster bullshit?
It's so easy to lose your grip, you know? I mean.
They're like, just drink the pickle grime, Brian. It's known. Like, everybody knows. All armies know.
In the modern era, after Korea.
And drink some pickle brine and it'll set your head straight.
We all know this to be a fact, but what happens when people stop believing in an objective reality? What do you do then? I mean,
that doesn't prevent you from having a nice jar of pickles near you.
Yeah, but what if people start thinking, you know, you don't have to have it?
I sure
and,
could go for some
what,
pickle
and, hey, what's the worst good. That could happen, right? Right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, actually, it could get much worse.
Really? What's worse than not getting your pickle brine and losing your mind?
Well, what happened to my father was pretty bad.
Really?
I thought he was raped to death by giant gorillas. Oh wait, no, that was a lie. That was right.
So that I wouldn't feel weird about it.
Dude, I know them feels. I know them feels.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Because they
He was an astronaut.
He told me that he was a turd burglar.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a nice respectable position.
Yeah. Everybody respects a turd burglar.
I mean, in New York, they're essential.
Yeah,
they're the forefront, like front line of the economy.
Yeah,
and I heard powerhouse. That he had been killed while burgling an especially troublesome turd
that was just being guarded by a horde of eight angry gorillas, angry and horny gorillas.
Yeah, and then they just all fucked him and he died.
Which, I mean, that's, you know, that's hard enough. That's kind of traumatizing for a young kid, but at least it's sort of like,
I mean, it was all right until I found out what really happened.
Oh, God. What was that again?
He was a fucking astronaut.
Ugh.
Yep, they were preparing to send him into orbit for some type of important mission, and I've never really gotten the details
of it. God, I mean, yeah. I know that it's necessary, like society needs to have astronauts, but it's just, there's such a stigma, you know?
I know, I mean, let's be real, they're disgusting.
It's not PC to say that.
When do they shower? They can't.
Never,
right.
When do you shit? You just float around with your shit?
The French smell bad.
Yeah,
astronauts
can you
just become bad?
Can you imagine
smell goes
what,
inward. Yeah,
can you imagine what a French astronaut would smell like? Ugh. Terrible.
Probably like French cheese.
French cheese is delicious. All right. I don't
so
like
the French astronauts.
Ooh, zing. How do you know?
What, you
How many
you
French
don't know
astronauts
my life?
Have you banged? What?
You don't know my life? No, I've never banged a French astronaut.
Yeah, there are there are French astronauts. Actually, I remember that
I banged a guy who spoke French once. That was fun in Moscow.
Was he? But he wasn't French.
He was Algerian.
Close enough.
So sort of.
Yeah, he spoke French.
Sure.
That's fun.
He used to be French. Maybe not in his lifetime, but
in another life.
Good times with colonialism. Cool. Any new business, Apocalypteers?
Any new business?
I guess you guys are the Apocalypteers, and our listeners are the fuck swine.
Apocalypteistas.
I like Apocalypteistas a lot, actually.
God, my suggestions keep getting shot down, but I think I'm going to go with Apocalypteistas.
You know, I think there are... Okay, I know what you just have to hear me out. I think there are some of our listeners who are not fuck swine.
What?
Some of our listeners are intelligent.
No.
And some of them are critical.
Nope.
They are bound.
Nope.
They are.
I mean, Patrick, you
got to
hear him out. Hear Jad
respect.
Out because he fears nothing. And I mean, if you know, like, the subject matter of our songs, and like, we're all about trying to build an army of soldiers in the name of Jesus.
I have exterminate everyone we don't like. Yeah, of course.
So, in that interest, you know, we should give people a chance, right?
Listen, my fellow co-hosts. Mm. I have been to the mountaintop, and I know that some of the listeners are not fuck swine. And some of them even deserve our respect.
Hogwash.
They deserve to be...
Wow, them is fighting words.
They deserve to be Apocalypteers. And any man can criticize me. I know that the Lord smiles on me.
That's a smirk.
fucking guy.
Sir, if I smirk, it is because I know I am righteous.
Oh, smirketh how I do. Oh, Lord. All right, any last words?
Well,
donate to our Patreon.
Do not.
Jad, apologize.
Do not ever betray the Apocalypse.
Apologize, Jad.
Apologize for what, sir?
For everything you've done that's wrong.
For everything I've done that's wrong?
Say, I apologize for everything I've done that's wrong. I
apologize for everything I've done that's wrong, Jesus.
Okay, Andrew, next.
I apologize. For all that I've done.
Okay, good enough. Sarah, apologize.
I'm so sorry, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Jesus.
Oh, God, why?
Oh, God, why? I am so sorry, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Jesus. Why?
I apologize.
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Oh, I apologize.
For all the things I've done.
I apologize.
No, I apologize more.
No,
don't listen to Jen.
Fuck you, Pat. I
no,
apologize
no,
more.
No, I apologize you.
Jesus,
you
fucking Christ.
Oh,
Jesus, don't listen to them. My apologies are far more sincere than theirs could ever be.
Don't listen to him. He is a liar.
I'm so sorry. Oh,
he is a liar, I say.
I'm like way more sorry than these guys.